Well, good evening, my sisters and brothers in Christ, saints and sinners, children of God. The message of the cross is foolishness. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But for us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And so, I bring you that thought. The message of the cross is foolishness. And what Paul, who wrote the letter to the Corinthians, what was he trying to say to these people? What was so foolish about the message of the cross? Because we here in the 21st century, when we go to church and we see that cross, we look at it and see glory. We look at it and see a Savior raised. And yet, when you're in Jerusalem and you're walking along the Via Dolorosa and doing the literal stages of the cross and seeing the very cobblestones, well, to be honest with you, it's not the same cobblestones. I mean, we're talking about centuries later. The cobblestones, the city of Jerusalem has been built on top of another city, which was built on top of another city. But these cobblestones in this tiny, tiny roadway that you can only, like, even if there's cars that are brave enough to drive down it, and there were a few, they can only go one car wide. But walking up and down these streets, thinking about Jesus carrying this cross behind his back, which all criminals in the Roman Empire were forced to do. Carry their cross until they hang you from it. But Jesus had, there were a few people along the way. One man, Joseph of Arimathea, or was it Simon? I'm getting my biblical figures mixed up. Simon the Cyrene, Simon of Cyrene, stopped and carried Jesus' cross for him. But from beginning to end, we are celebrating, we glorify a God who was hung on a tree. Literally, because it was made of wood, to die in the most humiliating manner possible. With people throwing, and you see, when you're walking along this street, it's busy. The people are not just getting out of your way. There are marketplaces along this street. And so people are shouting, they're doing their own thing, and yet they turn and they watch these criminals go by with their crosses on their back and they shout things at them. And Jesus, this man from Nazareth, was notorious as someone who was claiming to be in their hearing, as far as they knew, there was somebody who was claiming to be a king. This was why, what made this so incredibly humiliating. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. And to those who are perishing, they look upon this cross and they say, wow, why would I want to die that way? Why would I want to follow somebody that died that way? But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God, because it is in that dying that Jesus saved everyone. It is in that dying that we are able to go from day to day knowing that we who believe, we who love Christ, we who are imbued with the Spirit of God, we who have faith, we who have been given this great gift of grace given to us by that sacrifice on the cross, may never die. And it's comfort to those of us who are bereaved. It's comfort for those of us who are poor in spirit. It's comfort to those of us who grieve. It's comfort to those of us who are peacemakers. And you see, someone might know those words that I'm going, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the poor in spirit, because on Sunday we get to talk about the Beatitudes. But for all of us, the message of the cross is salvation. And living that message, living into the good news of Jesus Christ, that we have among each other, this that we have the power of God saving us from all the crap that goes on from day to day. You know, all the sad things. You know, we've lost this community has lost a few people in the last couple of weeks on the street, which is why what happened with Lauren tonight was so extra distressful. I don't think we can take another one, can we? It's hard watching that. It's hard. But God, Jesus is there. Jesus is there. And I have faith that Lauren's going to make it out of this one. You know, she's hope and pray that she'll, that this will be a turning point for her. I mean, she's a good person, even if she's struggling. But in any case, we have Jesus who lifts us out of all that. Even when we're stuck in the worst of it, Jesus calls to us and says, I love you. I love you. You are mine. Amen.
Amen.